Es war so, dass ich nicht mehr rechts geschwagen habe, wie heute mir sagt, dass ich duschen darf auf Tess. Sagt die Mission, with regard to all the mitzvahs of the son on the father, men are chayev, women are potter. With regard to all the mitzvahs of the father on the son, both men and women are chayev. With regard to all mitzvahs that say that are time-bound, shazman groma, men are chayev, women are potter. With regard to mitzvahs that say that are not zman groma, both men and women are chayev. With regard to mitzvahs lois say, whether they're zman groma or not, both men and women are chayev, except for the lois say of baltakif, rounding the corner of one's head, meaning not leaving payas, or and of baltashkis, which is destroying the corners of the beard, and of a kohen not becoming tamei tamesim. Frek Gemara, what is meant by all mitzvahs of the son on the father? If it means all the mitzvahs that a son is obligated to do for the father, why would the woman be potter? Rice learns from the pasuk of ish imay ve'aviv tira'u, Rat Lashon Rabim, that a woman is chayiv in those mitzvahs as well. Rabbi Yehuda said the Mishnah means all mitzvahs of the son that a father is obligated to do for his son. Men are chayiv, women are potter. The Mishnah, Zomar says the Mishnah is a proof for a braisa. The braisa says the father is chayiv to do the following for his son: to give him a bris, to do pidyonat, benefit of bechor, to teach him Torah, to marry him off to a woman, and to teach him a profession. Some say he's also chayiv to teach him how to swim. Rabbi Yehuda says anyone who does not teach his son a trade has taught him how to be a thief. Well, he has not taught him thievery. The Gemara says he means it's as if he has taught him thievery. He's going to need to live. He's going to steal. Zach the Gemara, the obligation to give him a bris, learned from the pasuk of Ayomal Avram Yisitzok Benoi. If a father didn't give his son a bris, Bezin is chayiv to do so, based on the pasuk of Himolachem Kol Zachar. If Bezin did not do so, the person himself has to give himself a bris, based on the pasuk of V'Oril Zachar Asher Loi Yimal. How do we know a woman is not chayiv to give her son a bris? Mar says the pasuk says Kasher Tziva Oisoy Aleikim, him and not her. Oisoy V'Lo Oisoy. How do we know that for later generations after Avram, the obligation remains only on the father, not on the mother? Yeshiva Rishmal taught whenever the Torah writes the lashon of Tzav, it means for the commandment to be carried out with Zrizus and for it to be that way for all future generations. The obligation of Pidyon HaBen is learned from the pasuk of Kol Bechor Bonecha Tifteh. If the father did not redeem him, then the person has to redeem himself, based on the pasuk of Padoi Sifteh. How do we know a woman is not chayiv to redeem her son? Whereas the pasuk says Tifteh, which can also be read as saying Tipodeh, you shall become redeemed. This teaches that only someone who is himself chayiv to be redeemed can become chayiv to redeem someone else. How do we know that a woman is not obligated to redeem herself? The pasuk says Tifteh, which can also be read as Tipodeh. It teaches that only someone who others are obligated to redeem must redeem themselves. And the pasuk says Kol Bechor Bonecha, your sons, Tifteh, sons, not daughters. A bride says if a man must redeem himself and has a son who also has to be redeemed, his own redemption takes place precedence over that of his son. Rabbi Yehuda says his son's redemption takes precedence because his own redemption was the obligation of his father, whereas his son's redemption is actually the obligation of himself. Rabbi Yehuda said, all agree that if he has five slaim, his own redemption takes precedence because his own mitzvah comes first. Machlekes is where he has five slaim of unencumbered money and five slaim of encumbered money. So Rabbi Yehuda holds an obligation in the Torah, it's like a mil v'shebik sav, and therefore he should use the unencumbered money to redeem his son and have the kohen collect the unencumbered money for his own redemption, which started way back when. That obligation came back a long time ago. The Rabbanan hold that such an obligation is not like a written debt. Therefore, he should use the available money for himself, since one's own mitzvah takes precedence. The Braisa says, if a man is faced with the obligation to redeem his son or to be other regal, he has to first redeem his son and then other regal. Rehuda says he's first other regal and then redeem his son because other regal, the time for that will pass. Redeeming the son will not pass. He can do it after Yom Tov. In fact, Rabbi Yehuda gives his reason. What's the reason of the Rabbanon? The Rabbanon says they base it on the pasuk that first says Kol Bechor Bonecha Tifteh and then says Lo Yira'u Panai Reikam, which is like the regal. A bride says, how do we know if a man has five sons born to him from five wives, each of them have to be redeemed? It's based on the pasuk of Kol Bechor Bonecha Tifteh, Lashon Kol. In fact, Rabbanon says Pshita, since the obligation is to redeem based on Peter Rechem, the opening of the womb, it's dependent on the Bechor of the firstborn to the mother. It has nothing to do with the father. Rabbanon says, we would think to learn Xerish Shav from Bechor regarding inheritance, and therefore it's only the Bechor of the father that has to be redeemed. Kamash will learn that no. Mar said the obligation to teach a son Torah is learned from the pasuk of Vilimadetem Oisem as Beneichem. If a person was not taught Torah by his father, he has to teach himself Torah based on the pasuk of Vilimadetem. How do we know that a mother is not obligated to teach her son Torah? Mar said the pasuk says Vilimadetem. It can be read as saying Ulimadetem, you shall learn. This pasuk teaches only someone who's chayiv to learn is chayiv to teach. How do we know a woman is not chayiv to learn Torah? Mar said the pasuk says Vilimadetem. It can be read as Ulimadetem. This pasuk teaches only someone who others are chayiv to teach is chayiv to learn. How do we know that others are not chayiv to teach a girl Torah? The pasuk says Vilimadetem Oisem as Beneichem. Beneichem v'lo b'nei seichem. A braisa says if a man must choose based on financial restrictions to either learn himself or to support his son to learn, his own learning takes precedence over his son's learning. Rabbi Yehuda says if his son is smart and retains what he learns, his son's learning takes precedence over his own. This was played out in practice. Rabbi Yaakov, the son of Rabbi Yaakov, was sent to learn by Abaye. When his father saw He was not that sharp on learning. He told him, you stay here and work, I'll go learn. When Abaye heard that the great Rav Acha bar Yaakov was coming to learn by him, he thought it would be a great opportunity to rid the Beis Medrash of a powerful shade that was there. He told everyone not to offer Rav Acha a place to stay. Rav Acha therefore had to sleep in the Beis Medrash. When he came face to face with the shade, he was able to destroy it. A bride said, with the decision to learn Torah or to get married, one should first learn Torah, then marry. If you find it difficult to live single, you should get married, then learn Torah. Rav Shmuel said the halacha is that one should first get married, then learn Torah. Rabbi Yochanan said, should one learn Torah with the responsibility of having to earn a living? Rather, you should first learn and later marry. The Gemara said they don't argue. Shmuel passed for people who would learn away from home, therefore not bear the financial burden. Rabbi Yochanan passed for the people who are to struggle, who had to learn with the burden of support. Rav Chista sang the virtues of Rav Hamnuna to Rav Huna. Rav Huna asked that Rav Hamnuna be brought to him. When he came to them, he saw that Rav Huna was not wearing a covering on his head. He asked him, why are you not covering your head? He told him, because I'm not yet married. He turned away from him and told him he didn't want to see him again until he was married. Rav Huna was following his view that someone who's single and still single at 20 years old lives his days in sin. Can it be said that he lives his life in sin? What has he done wrong? Means that he's living with immoral thoughts. This, like Rava said, Hashem waits for a person to reach 20 years old, asking when he's going to get married. If he reaches 20 and doesn't get married, Hashem says, let this person's bones rot. Rav Chizkiah said, the reason I am greater than my friends is because I got married at 16, an early age. Had I got married at 14, I'd have been even greater and could have started up with a Sutton without fear. Rava told Rav Nosson Barami, you should marry off your son when you still have control over him, which is either between the ages of 16 and 22, others say from the ages of 18 to 24.